Praise God. The title of the sermon is Justified Before God. And then Luke 16, verse 15, we're going to read a verse. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Amen. Today we're going to talk about the subject of justification some more. Praise God. We preached on it Wednesday. We taught on it this morning. Praise God. In Sabbath school. Amen. We're going to preach about it today again. If a man is justified, praise God, it means that he is declared righteous and he is declared true. Praise God. And for any man to go into the kingdom of God, he must be justified by God and in the sight of God. Praise God. The first discovery that we make, Brother Mike, on the road to salvation is when the Holy Spirit pricks our heart and causes us, amen, to understand that we need to be justified in the sight of Almighty God. Now, the Pharisees of Jesus' day, they wanted to be justified in the sight of men. They wanted to be declared innocent and righteous in the sight of men, amen. And when God looked into their hearts, though, God saw an abomination, praise God, in their hearts because they didn't know God. They didn't love God, amen. They wanted the praises of men, but they didn't want the praise of Almighty God. And we see people like that today. I say you've run into them. I've been went to people's houses and I've talked to them about Jesus and asked them to come to church. I want to see them get saved. Amen. They've told me, you know, I'm a pretty good person. I work awfully hard. I'm good to my neighbors. I'm honest. You know, I even give to charity sometimes. I'm not no drunk. Ain't no thief or nothing. Everybody knows. All my neighbors know I'm a good person. Praise God. But you know, even if that was true about them, they're just half of a good person. Praise God. That's just half of it. Being good and being just to our neighbors is half the story. There's somebody else we got to be just to, and that is Almighty God. No matter how good you are to your neighbor, if you're not just before Almighty God, you're going to be lost, amen. You're going to go into a lake of fire, praise God. We must be just in the eyes of Almighty God. And the first thing, amen, on the road to salvation you run into is when the Holy Spirit teaches your heart, you know, friend, you need to be just in the eyes of God more than anything else. And I'm glad, praise God, He does that. And when He does that, He causes us to examine ourselves. You know, old Paul, when he examined himself, he said, O wretched man that I am, who shall save me from this body of death, praise God. Once we realize that we need to be just in the eyes of God, the Holy Spirit will cause us to examine our lives and see where we are today, to test ourselves and see if we're, praise God, just in the eyes of God. And I tell you what happens when you do that through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're a sinner person, you examine your life, amen, in the light of the Holy Spirit, praise God, you're going to find a whole lot of bad stuff, amen. People, before the Holy Spirit moves in and begins to convict them, they might say, you know, I'm a pretty godly man. I ain't never broke that one there. I've never committed adultery before in my life. But the Holy Spirit comes in and says, if you looked at a woman and lusted after her, you've committed adultery in your heart. And how many people can say, I'm clean of that one? The Holy Spirit begins to shine a light, praise God. It's a lamp unto our feet. You know, if I sat in my bedroom with the light turned off and the shade pulled down and never cleaned it up, and I could sit there and pretend, you know, my room's awfully clean. I don't see no cobwebs in the corner. I don't see no stains in the floor. I don't see no roaches or spiders running around. I don't see the filth on the walls, but I tell you what, amen, when the Holy Spirit comes in and the light comes on, amen, you can see every bit of that. Hey man, you can't lie no more and say it ain't there. The Holy Spirit will show you. Hey, there's stains all over your carpet. There's roaches, amen, in your room. There's spiders, amen, and fleas and all kinds of bad things. Hey man, you can no longer say, I'm just before God. You just have to say, I'm a sinner, amen. I need help, praise God. Then we got a choice. Holy Spirit brings you to this point. He says, okay, you need to be just before God. Then the Holy Spirit brings you to this point. Okay, I ain't just before God. Something has to change. I'm filthy. I'm dirty. I needed something to change in me. And we look at Romans 3:20. I'm going to show you the mistake that a whole lot of people make today. Romans 3:20 says this: therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Praise God. Praise God. You know, it's impossible for us to make ourselves just in the eyes of God. It's impossible. Men try that. The Holy Spirit gets them to the point where they realize they're a sinner, they need to be saved. And what do? They say, well, I'm going to reform my life. I got a real big strong will and I got some power in me. I'm just going to fix my life up. I'm going to lay down these old bad habits that I got and I'm going to live a pretty good life. Amen. But I tell you what, that don't work. You can sit in that old room and you can say, I ain't going to bring no more dirt in this room. I ain't going to stain my carpet no more. I ain't going to bring no more roaches or spiders into my room no more. But that might be so, but what are you going to do with that stain on the floor? What are you going to do with them spiders and them roaches that's already in there? How are you going to get that stuff out? But I can tell you, with your might and with your will, with all these things of yourself, you can scrub with all your might. You can try to clean it with all your might. You can spend your last ounce of strength trying to get that stain out of that carpet. Praise God, out of your life. But I tell you what, it's not going to budge. It ain't going to go nowhere, praise God, because we are unable to change and to do away with the sins of our past. They have stained our souls, and we can't do it ourselves. Amen. No matter how hard you scrub, no matter how hard you labor, praise God, it's not going to change it a bit. And if we're wise, if we have any wisdom at all, we'll give up trying to change it ourselves. Amen. Now how about our present state? Well, we sat in a room, we realized we're a sinner, and we thought, well, I'm going to reform my life. I got a strong will. I can completely change it. I can do it myself. Amen. When we say that, we are greatly deceived. First, amen, we do not have a strong will, amen. Every sinner is taken captive by Satan at his own will, at Satan's will, amen. Our will is not strong. We are weak, praise God. Now think about this. The strongest are those that realize they are the weakest. When we realize my will is weak, Lord, I ain't got no power to change me. I ain't got no power to change my life. When we get to the point where we say, not my will, Lord, because it's no good, but thy will, God, then we can see the change, amen. If we try to do things our own way, according to our own will, I wish you could see the future, friend, because it ain't good down that road, amen. Your self-will is the devil's will, and it's not God's will. But if we'll humble ourselves before God and say, not my will, God, but thine be done, then we can get the help. Amen. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, praise God. The Holy Spirit wants us to realize we need to be just before God. The Holy Spirit wants us to realize that we are sinners. Amen. The Holy Spirit wants us to realize that we can't do nothing about it according to our own mind or according to our own will. It's not going to happen. Amen. And the Holy Spirit wants you to realize too, praise God, in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, amen. If you don't do something about it, about your state, praise God, you are going to be lost, amen. The Holy Spirit wants men, and the Holy Spirit is what causes men to realize that they're sinners, and except they get some justified some way, they're going to die lost. Now listen at this. You are either justified and righteous in the eyes of God, but or you are on your way to a devil's hell. You are either a saint or you are a sinner. You are either just before the eyes of God or you are under condemnation. You have either believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ or the wrath of God remains upon you. There's no in between, amen. You are either saved or you are lost. God is not indifferent towards sin, praise God. His wrath of God, the wrath of God abides upon those that don't believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And when sinners, praise God, can realize this, every one of us that's saved has been through these things. Amen. At one point, God put it in my heart that I needed to be just before God. At one point, God put it in my heart that I was a sinner. At one point, I realized I couldn't save myself. At one point, I realized I was going to hell if I didn't get saved. Amen. And when I got to that point, I was willing to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Romans 6:23 tells me, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Every person that's justified, that's made righteous in Jesus Christ, they get it by a gift. Amen. They receive a free gift. They didn't work on it. Amen. But they received it. Praise God. How? Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How do we get the gift of God? How are we justified by Almighty God? By what? By faith. Praise God. Being justified by faith. Your tears don't justify you. Your prayers don't justify you. Your fasting don't justify you. Your good works don't justify you. Your Bible reading don't justify you. Your church going don't justify you. Your Lord's Supper don't justify you. Ain't no priest and ain't no preacher, amen, can justify you. There's one thing, praise God, that can do it, and that's faith, amen, in the Lord God through Jesus Christ, amen. It wasn't the world's faith. Faith means you depend, you trust, you believe in the faithfulness of God. When God says He'll save you, if you trust in Him, amen, you depend upon Him. When God says He'll take you through the fire, you depend upon Him. You rely upon God, amen. You put your faith in Almighty God. That's what saves you, praise God, not by your works. Amen, you ain't got nothing to boast about in this. Amen, when I got saved, amen, I just trusted in God and asked Him to save me because He said He would. And if you're saved today, you've done the same thing. There's one way to be saved. We've got Romans 4:23. Romans 4:23. It says, now it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Praise God. That's talking about Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and because he believed God, it was imputed to him for righteousness. And the same way with us, if we will believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, believe what He did for us, praise God, and trust in that, God imputes righteousness to us. That means He credits righteousness to us, praise God. It's like this, praise God. There's a substitution that happens, amen. A substitution. When Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says that our sins was laid upon Him. When God looked at the Son of God upon that cross, He didn't see Jesus anymore. Praise God, He seen my sin and your sin. And God punished His Son. It pleased God to bruise Him because our sins was credited to Him. Praise God. That when you get saved, praise God, Jesus gives you His righteousness. He gives you His robe of white. Praise God. And when God looks at us upon a Christian, He don't see that old sinner man no more. He don't see the old drunk, the old cusser, no alcoholic no more, the old drug addict or whatever. When He looks, amen, He sees Jesus. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Instead of the wrath of God we deserve, praise God, we get, amen, mercy. We get grace. We can stand in the sunshine of God's favor, amen, because Christ died my substitute, praise God. Amen. He stood in the place of man that we could stand in the place of Jesus Christ. He bore our wrath so we could bear, amen, His righteousness, so we could inherit, amen, His kingdom, praise God. Amen. That's where it comes down to. Faith in Jesus Christ and nothing else, amen. Where are we at today? Where are we standing today? Where has the Holy Spirit led you today? Has He taught you that you need to be just before God? Has He brought you that far, amen? Has He revealed to you that you're a sinner, amen? Has He showed you that you can't save yourself, amen? Has He showed you that without justification, you are going to be condemned and go to the devil's hell? Has He revealed Jesus to you, praise God? Has He showed Jesus to you yet? Has He showed Jesus, amen, as the sin bearer that bore the sins of the world? And has He showed you Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness, praise God, yet? Have you seen Him as your righteousness? Do you understand that? Praise God, you are accepted by God because of what Jesus did for you. Amen. His righteousness is given to you by faith. By faith only, praise God.
And we can stand before Almighty God accepted because he was rejected, praise God. Amen. We're saved because of him by faith. You know that Jesus said this, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That he that believes not shall be damned. Have we went that far? Have we trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation? Praise God, if we have, we can give him praise. If we're trusting him today, praise God. Amen. If we trust him, do you believe in backsliders, brother? Yeah. People backslide. Why do they backslide? They stop trusting Jesus. That's the only reason people backslide. You, amen, you get saved by trust. You backslide by not trusting. God is trustworthy. He'll take care of you, praise God. He'll overcome your sins. He'll overcome your troubles. He'll be with you all the way if you trust him. You've got to trust him and believe in him, praise God. If you trust him, amen, he'll bless you. He'll keep you. He'll make you overcomer, amen, through faith in him. That's the only thing that can separate you, amen. The only thing that causes you to fall is if you stop believing in Jesus, praise God. But I'm glad he's willing to save today. He's willing to restore today, praise God. If we've wavered in our trust in God, if we've come short in our trust in God, today's the time to go to the altar and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me where I've come short of your glory, Lord. Amen. Forgive me of where I've not trusted you. Renew me today, and I'll trust in you today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The altar's open, and we'll pray. Praise God.